And there used to be lightermen or watermen who would row people across the river before the bridges were built. And this song is from the singing of Bob Roberts, who was a fisherman actually, but he also worked on the London barges and was probably the last generation who would sing this sort of song. I believe it was at the beginning of the 20th century when all that was still happening on the London barges anyway. They had bridges built by then. But anyway, this is called The Young London Waters. Have you ever heard tell of a young London waterman who from Blackfriars did regular ply? And he feathered his oars with such skill and dexterity, delighting each maid and pleasing each eye. He sung so sweet, he sung so merry, the couples all jostled to go on his ferry, and it became known as the Blackfriars Ferry. But he hadn't got a true love of his own. And she wanted sailing to Farringdon Fair. But she hadn't an eightpenny to pay for the wherry, so she stood on the steps in her charming despair. She sung so sweet, she sung so merry, and she took her and all of her geese on his wherry. Her pretty face paid for the fare of the ferry, and he rowed her over to Farringdon Fair. They were married next springtime at Stratford St. Mary's, and then they had watermen 1, 2, 3, 4, just like that, who feathered their oars with such skill and dexterity, rowing the people from shore to shore. They sang so sweet, they sang so merry, the people all jostled to go on their wherry, and it became known as the Blackfriars Ferry. And he stayed at home with a love of his own.
Lovely. There you are, you betcha. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Thank you. Thank you.